chairman and Monchi talked about him afterwards in this amazing way, like, wow, he impressed them both, really, really impressed them. I was in football professionally by then, but the period that first made me fascinated about Bielsa was the World Cup in 2002. All the games were free on TV in Spain, so I watched the whole of the qualifying stage. Argentina were top of their group and had something like a 15-point difference over Brazil. They were incredible. Brazil won the World Cup, but for me, I felt it with Argentina. I watched the Olympic Games as a pundit when Argentina won the gold medal in 2004. In one game, they beat Serbia and Montenegro 6-0. What energy. More and more, the thought in my head was, imagine the level of work of this man in charge, even when you get knocked out of the group stages of a World Cup. My opinion was that Marcelo could jump into Europe as a club manager. His football would work here, I thought. But if you ask me why I believed he would be perfect for Leeds United 3 years ago, my view is that the English environment is really coachable. When you're a coach in England, the players come to you and you can say, jump off this bridge. They will jump, and when they're in the cold water, they will ask you why you wanted them to jump. My feeling about Latin football is that you say, jump off a bridge, and the players stop and ask why first. They don't just jump into the water. Whatever Marcelo asked for, I knew the players here would try. They would have the trust in this incredible coach.